Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
And yes, the Pod Squad are here at a different time. We're going to separate your radio gold from your radio garbage on a Monday afternoon. Today we're talking about Call Her Daddy.
The White House basically left you out to dry after the president made a public statement claiming he never had sexual relations with you. How did you feel having to watch that and hear him say that?
In the moment, I was split because I felt so guilty. I felt like this having become public was my fault.
Why?
That I had, because I had confided in Linda. And so if I had not confided in her, I felt as if this wouldn't have become public. So there was an enormous amount of guilt. I didn't want him to lose his job. So there was a part of me that felt, good, deny it. This is what you should do. And then there was a part of me that was so humiliated to kind of have the most powerful man in the world saying, you know, basically you're damaged goods. Not something you want as a 51-year-old woman and not something you want as a 24-year-old woman.
The White House basically...
Yeah, so that is just one clip from one episode, obviously, with Monica Lewinsky. Our Pod Squad this Monday afternoon, 98FM producer Russell Alford and Laura Donnelly from the News Talk newsroom. Good afternoon to you both. Russell, the premise of this podcast, first of all.
So it's a very conversational, sometimes interview-based podcast hosted by Alex Cooper in and around the topics of sex, relationships and everything in between. Therefore, predominantly for a female market. Predominantly targeted towards females, Gen Z in particular. And it has actually become hugely popular.
It's out since what, 2018?
Yes, 2018. It was Alex, who hosts it now, and Sophia, who were actually roommates at the time. They started the podcast together. And it was hugely successful in the early days. Lots of listeners and everything. And then they had a bit of a disagreement creatively and the likes. And then they split up. And over time, this is a very short version of it. And over time, Ed and Spotify took over control of it. And Alex hosts the podcast on her own. And it's the second most listened to podcast in America.
Had you been listening to it, Laura?
No, and it seems like it's right up my street because I listen to lots of podcasts and this is the most listened to podcast by women on Spotify. And the guests are people I like, but I think I never got into it because it just seemed so big and so daunting. I was like, I don't even know where to start with this. I have loads of other podcasts on my list. I'll get to it at some point. And I just never did until the Kamala Harris interview late last year. I did listen to that, but that's the one and only time I listened until now.
Had you tuned in?
I hadn't, but I was really aware of it. Our colleague at 98FM, Suzanne Kane, has always been wanging on about this podcast to me. And I was like, yeah, I'll listen to it. She's a huge fan of it. But it has been one that's kind of come up through things. And I guess because I know it's a very female focused podcast, female orientated. As a man, I was like, I'm not so interested in it, but as a gay man, I kind of am because it's quite camp and open and everything like that. So
I've listened to three episodes. I listened to Katy Perry, I listened to Monica Lewinsky, and I listened to Simone Biles this morning. And I didn't think that it was mainly focused at a female audience.
No, I think it's just the target is, and I guess a lot of the listeners are.
Yeah,
I think it's just marketed that way.
What episodes did you listen to, Laura?
Of course, I listened to Monica Lewinsky. That was my most recent one, and it was one of the better ones. I listened to Katy Perry, Christina Aguilera, Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy, and back late last year, I'd listened to the one in the run to the presidential election.
Just explain to listeners what they get from these.
Oh, everything, anything, all sorts of topics. Like with Christina Aguilera, she's never done any podcast interview. So that's
on my list to listen to, actually.
You know, the only time you'll get to hear her. They talk about their life, their relationships, their careers. It can go anyway. In the Ellen Pompeo one, so she said she was driving and her 15-year-old daughter was with her in the car looking at, and she asked her to read her messages. And the daughter said, oh my God, you've been asked by your agent to go on Call Her Daddy. You have to do it. I didn't think 15-year-olds would be listening. But she was really aware of it. She brought her daughter with her to the interview. That actually was a really good interview, I felt. She watches Love Island. You get through loads of topics. But I found with this one with Ellen and with a few of the others, I want to hear more of the interviewee.
Laura, I listened to Monica Lewinsky. It was an hour and 40 minutes in length. Simone Biles was an hour and a half. How much more do you want to hear?
I mean less of the interviewer. I want, like, I found that she's.
It's
sort
my
of,
one criticism. They're far too long.
You always think that. Though.
I know, but like, you want 10 minutes, like.
No, I don't want a longer interview. I just want less of Alex. Mm.
She's inserted a lot in it, all right.
She is, but she's very good. Yeah. She's very.
And they all have a great rapport with her.
Yeah, she's very natural. Like, it really is the vibe of, like, you're just sitting around talking to your friends. Like, yeah. Every single person I've listened to, it sounds like she knows them inside and out, and she is so great at it. Someone actually, it was Rolling Stone magazine, labelled her as the Gen Z Barbara Walters. And I really love that description, because Barbara had a huge reputation for being able to get the best out of people. One of the episodes I listened to, every so often, the Old Way podcast, who they do flashback episodes of ones that were successful in the past and bringing them back. Miley Cyrus's episode. So this was the first episode since the Spotify takeover. Miley was like, this is the only big interview I'm doing because I'm not really bothered about doing any press. And it's so fascinating because she's just so open in everything, about everything.
Yeah, Siobhan in Dublin has got in touch, right? She says, call her daddy, the podcast. I found the content is actually very sexual in nature. Some of it is a bit OTT. I'm 42 and I don't think that I'm the target audience.
That's what I meant about Ellen Pompeo's 15-year-old daughter telling her she had to do it, and she was in the studio with her. Now, they didn't really get into anything sexual in that one, but it's listed in the topics that they discuss as sex and relationships and stuff like that. And they do, like Katy Perry and Christina Aguilera, they do go heavy on that.
Funny, another listener says that too. The Christina Aguilera podcast is incredibly sexual. Is it all about sex? That's it?
No, it's not. But it is quite heavy in that. And it's a heavy listen as well, because she actually talks about, like, there was abuse in her family and stuff like that. So there's a lot to that one.
Funny you say that. Simone Biles, I listened to the Simone Biles podcast. I actually have a real interest in Simone Biles. I've watched quite a few documentaries about her, so I didn't mind listening to that one. And I found it very easy to listen to, in the sense that, you know, I kind of got a little bit more, even though I did probably know a good bit. But, you know, she talks very openly. In her episode, it's more about, you know, being in and out of foster homes, like being adopted as a young child, the fear of being separated from her older sister and brother. And then obviously she talks about the Olympics and all that goes with that. But it's kind of, her interview is much more about an intro to her life. And the Monica Lewinsky episode, do you listen to that, Russell?
I loved that one.
Yeah, like, you know, I actually have never really heard Monica Lewinsky interviewed at length before. Yeah. And she talks about the difficulties she had in trying to get a job afterwards, the fact that her family, because they were middle class, were able to support her financially. Like, I did learn a lot. Mm-hmm. I got a lot out of them.
Yeah, I think it's the type of one you have to go in on an episode at the beginning, at least, of someone you know or familiar with. But Monica Lewinsky's an interest, and that was the first one I listened to. And that's a very sanitized version compared to them. When the next one I went to was Miley Cyrus. Topic-wise, everything. But I think that's Alex's strength as a host, is that, yes, this is the topics that you may talk about, but you don't have to, in the case of Simone, that it's like, it's an open space to have a conversation about what you wish, but it doesn't necessarily have to be shoehorned into sex, relationships and everything. So I think, I also listened to Chelsea Handler's episode. I had to stop halfway through.
Why?
Because she just kept talking about being on acid and doing drugs and giving them to old people in Mallorca. Like, I was just like, this is just wild. I give up on this.
So maybe is it just the podcast, the three episodes I've listened to, Katy Perry, I haven't finished yet, so I've listened to Monica and Simone in full and Katie only halfway through. What I thought was interesting about her episode, she talks about the fact that, you know, when she was dating or whatever, meeting lads, partners in the very early stages, like, at what point do you tell them you've earned your first million? Which I thought was just absolutely mad. Like,
just trying to think of when I had to tell that myself. But anyway, I also listen to solo episodes as well, where Alex is on her own. She's kind of giving advice as well. So there's one like, my partner gives me the ick. And actually, again, that's a really good episode because it shows her off really well as a communicator. And it's kind of the thing of talking to the girls, having conversations. It's the conversations you'd have with your friends when they have issues with their partners and husbands and boyfriends and everything. I enjoyed it.
Will you keep listening, Laura?
I will when there's a name I'm interested in.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing, isn't
it? Yeah, so like, I'm not going to listen every week or whenever it comes out, but when a name comes up that I want to know more of, like you mentioned about Monica Lewinsky, she started speaking and I thought, wait a minute, have I ever heard her tell this story before? And I know you said the same, Andrea. So that was one of the better episodes. So once I see a name pop up that I like, I'll definitely go for it.
Yeah. Texter here says, I listened to this podcast originally when it was a double header and I found it was actually much more sexual then. They were like advice podcasts, but girl chat, if you can get the meaning. It was interesting, but just so American at times that I found it a little hard to listen to.
Yeah, I find that like sometimes there's a lot of waffle at the start and you kind of feel like you're overhearing a group of American teenage girls and it gets a bit tiring.
Grates on you.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why some of the episodes are an hour 40.
I know. But then again, we're in radio. We're so used to being like timing. You know, this is, I guess, the freedom of podcasts that they can do what they like in terms of timings. But very long.
A lot of our listeners, by all accounts, have been listening to Call Her Daddy over the last couple of years. Like this texter says, yeah, again, I found it a really sexual podcast. In the interview with Gwyneth Paltrow, I don't know if either of you guys have listened to that. Apparently she asks Gwyneth, who's better in bed, Brad Pitt or Ben Affleck?
Oh,
is there an answer? Yeah.
They don't go on to say. We'll have to go back and listen to it. Will you recommend it, Russell?
Yeah. Again, same as what Laura said. If there's someone who's of interest to you, like I was intending to listen to Kamala Harris's episode, but I hadn't yet. But I'm going to listen to that one.
No spoilers, but what did you get out of it?
Well, it was meant to swing the election for her, so there's that. It was nice to hear her speak in an interview format that she hadn't done before.
Yeah.
She seemed a little bit more relaxed. She was prepared, but she was a lot more relaxed than any other interview I've seen her do. She got deep into like women's issues and abortion and stuff like that. Her personality came through a lot. It was a good interview. Yeah.
That was the introduction to this for you.
Yes, back then.
I would recommend, if you are listening, have headphones as opposed to the speaker in the car. Especially if little is. And again, this is, you know, a very general thing too, that like, you know, younger people just swear like crazy.
Yeah,
we don't because we're broadcasters.
087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp number. If you've been listening to Call Her Daddy, let us know your thoughts. How many stars out of five, Laura?
I'm between 3 and 4. It varies. In the ones where she speaks, where Alex speaks over everyone so much, I'm 3. But then Monica Lewinsky is 4, if not 4.5. So I'm torn.
3.5
really,
bang in the middle.
I would have given it 4 out of 5. I actually really enjoyed it. I've only listened to really kind of 2.5 episodes, but from those that I've listened to, I've enjoyed. Another texter's got back in touch to tell me apparently it was Brad Pitt.
Oh, now we know.
Yeah. Right.
Technically good.
Saves you an hour.
The answer she gave. So there you are. Russell Alford, 98FM producer. Laura Donnelly from the News Talk newsroom. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the Pod Squad this Monday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.